One of the Alaskans in Haiti right now is U.S. Air Force Captain Steve Wachowski. He grew up in Anchorage and now lives in Washington, D.C., where he works at the Pentagon. As APRN's Libby Casey reports, Wachowski and his team are using skills learned in the war zone to help get aid to Haitians.
Wachowski is part of a four-man team from the Pentagon deployed to use full-motion video kits called Rovers. From the ground, they can pull down unclassified images from any overhead airplane with a camera so they can get a bird's-eye view of their surroundings. That, says Wachowski, allows them to monitor and protect the sites where aid and medical care are given.
So we're using that video to help provide security overwatch to aid distribution sites. The key is, at least the military, we're trying to provide security so the UN can distribute food, water, and medicine.
From the roof of the U.S. Embassy, Wachowski could see parts of the city that were flattened, buildings crushed with their concrete crumbled. He looked down at what was once a warehouse, a car dealership, and stores, now piles of broken glass and bricks. Wachowski could also see a soccer field near the U.S. Embassy where casualties are being evacuated to U.S. ships docked nearby that are providing medical care, and he could see hundreds of people gathered around the U.S. Embassy desperately hoping for a way out.
And I mean, these people are camped out in front of the embassy, and there's some in kind of a temporary holding area, and all they want to do is get to the U.S., and some of these people have lost everything.
Wachowski says he hasn't seen any rioting or looting and has been well-received by the Haitians he's met.
I was really surprised. People I've talked to are just very happy to see us and are still optimistic. And they're pretty religious people. This country is about 80% Roman Catholic. And so you see a lot of people just say, thank God you're here.
Wachowski says Americans may see media images of mostly Haitian men surrounding the aid distribution sites, but he says oftentimes the men bring home supplies to their families. One of the military's jobs is to try to make it easier for relief groups and the UN to fairly distribute food and water.
One thing I've noticed, it's a lot of young males, and you don't see a lot of women and children coming to the aid distribution sites, so you want to make sure you get everyone gets their fair share and no one hoards it. But we're, I think, as military, and in my experience doing humanitarian aid drops, I mean, that's fairly normal.
With that, Captain Wachowski had to go. It was time to leave the embassy and head to the UN headquarters to set up a video monitoring kit there. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.